Microbiologist Larry Wayne Harris made headlines earlier this year for claiming to have a deadly strain of anthrax. It turned out to be a harmless veterinary vaccine. But Harris has also been convicted of illegally ordering bubonic plague through the mail. He's written a book called Bacteriological Warfare, A Major Threat to North America, What You and Your Family Can Do Before and After. Harris says he needed plague for his research, and he says getting it was as simple as picking up the phone.
Oh, yes, yes, it is available. It is very available. There is no danger in having this stuff whatsoever because it's a virulent strain. It's a harmless strain. So I sat down and ordered 3 strains. And basically, there was a glitch. Somebody trying to make a name for themselves, but it was a glitch. And he got into the press and got blown totally out of proportion.
Harris was arrested by federal agents a few hours after illegally ordering the bacteria through the mail. But he says most people are not caught. This is why U.S. Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio is pushing to tighten controls on possession of chemical and biological agents.
I think it's clear we have got to do a much better job in controlling this material. It is too easy to get. There are not the controls that there should be. It's just much too easy for anybody to order up this material. And it seems to me that, there ought to be a reason. The burden of proof should be on the person who orders it to be able to get it. And we ought to be able to control it a lot better than we control it today.
Senator DeWine says the Department of Justice must do a better job enforcing existing laws. Federal law limits possession of some biological agents, such as bubonic plague, but the Department of Justice says mere possession of a chemical, such as anthrax, is not illegal. DeWine sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He expects the introduction of legislation to control access to chemical agents and to help the government infiltrate groups that may turn to weapons of mass destruction. But Larry Wayne Harris says it's difficult to prevent people from getting these substances, especially biological agents such as botulism.
If you know how to go out and recover it from the front yard, you can go right out in the front yard in the dirt and recover it because it's a soil organism. Now, if you come in on somebody and say, okay, you can't have botulism in your possession, thing about it is, it's insane.
Harris says anyone who wants a biological or chemical agent can usually get it. The FBI, which is in charge of responding to potential terrorists within the United States, is currently investigating over 65 potential threats, but says there is no credible intelligence of anyone planning to use a weapon of mass destruction. Columbus Public Safety Director Tom Rice says attempts to overregulate who can possess certain chemicals and biological substances may do more to encourage attacks against the government than placing trust in citizens.
You know, you look at the Oklahoma City bombing, the things that the people used there were just common, ordinary things that farmers use to grow their crops and whatever. And I really don't know, nor do I think that is my responsibility to determine what should be out there.
Rice says there are practical reasons not to overregulate.
There's a lot of progress that has been made by individuals working with these kinds of things that we probably never would have had they not had the opportunity to work with them. So I am more for allowing the openness, more for allowing those freedoms that we've always enjoyed.
Rice agrees with Larry Wayne Harris that anyone who wants to experiment with a chemical or biological agent can get it, either from a laboratory or from nature. But Richard Haass, Foreign Policy Studies Director of the Brookings Institution think tank, says the government must attempt to limit who has access to dangerous substances.
I just think there's got to be a very careful licensing or vetting system. We don't want to sell these things at the Kmart. What we want to make sure is whoever gets these things have no criminal record, that they're kept under the proper conditions, that we are persuaded that their purposes are legitimate, and that we periodically check up on them. And there's a trade-off here. We could perhaps make greater progress in technological advancement on defense if we allowed more people to get involved. But my hunch is we don't want to let that many people get involved.
While there are no laws prohibiting possession of potentially dangerous chemicals, there are some restrictions, but Senator DeWine wants to see them strengthened. He'd like the introduction of new legislation to control these substances. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant Cooper in Columbus, Ohio.